Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. And get your Bibles out, as we usually do, and turn to Psalms 23, verse 6. We have two lessons left in our study here in the series we've been doing on the Good Shepherd and his sheep. And we're going to be looking at the first portion of verse 6 of this study. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is a confident word here from the scriptures, and it boasts of the care of the Good Shepherd. And we're going to look into that here now as we read from the book again. The Shepherd looks at Psalm 23, written by Philip Keller. Chapter 11. Throughout the study of this psalm, continuous emphasis has been put upon the care exercised by the attentive sheepman. It has been stressed how essential to the welfare of the sheep is the rancher's diligent effort and labor. All the benefits enjoyed by a flock under skilled and loving management have been drawn in bold lines. Now, all of this is summed up here by the psalmist in one brave but simple statement. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Things will be good with you, and his mercy shall be toward you. Going on. The sheep with such a shepherd knows of a surety that his or her privilege is that which is of a privileged position. No matter what comes, at least and always, he or she can be perfectly sure that goodness and mercy will be with them in the picture. God assures us that he is sympathetic and he holds intelligent ownership when it comes to his sheep and shows it in his love and care. Surely goodness and mercy will be the treatment we receive from our master's expert loving hands each and every day. Not only is this a statement that is so powerful and profound here in Psalm 23, verse 6, but it is a boastful exclamation of the implicit confidence of God that he who holds and controls the destiny of our lives cares about us intimately and wants us to receive abundant life. How many Christians actually feel this way about Christ? How many of us are truly concerned that no matter what occurs in our lives, we are being followed by goodness and mercy? Of course, it is very simple to speak this way when things are going well. If my health is excellent, my income is flourishing, my family is well, and my friends are fond of me, it is not hard to say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and Jesus Christ is such an awesome good shepherd. In that setting, it's just all hunky-dory, right? But what about when one's body breaks down? What do I say when I stand by helpless, as I have had to do, and watch a life partner die by degrees under appalling pain? This is Philip Keller talking about his life partner. What is my reaction when my job folds up and there is no money to meet bills? What happens if my children can't make their grades in school or get caught running with the wrong gang? What do I say when suddenly, without good friends, or excuse me, good grounds, friends prove false and turn against me? These are the sort of times that test a person's confidence in the care of Christ. These are the occasions during which the chips are down and life is more than a list of pious platitudes. When my little world is falling apart and the dream castles of my ambitions and the hopes crumble into ruins, can I honestly declare, surely, yes, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life? Or is this sheer humbug and a maddening mockery? In looking back over my life, in the light of my own love and care for my sheep, I can see again and again a similar compassion and concern for me in my master's management of my affairs. There were events which at times seemed like utter calamities. There were paths down which he led me that appeared like blind alleys. There were days he took me through which were well nigh black as night itself, but all in the end turned out for my benefit and my well-being. With my limited understanding as a finite human being, I could not always comprehend his management executed in infinite wisdom. With my natural tendencies to fear, worry, and ask why, it was not always simple to assume that he really did know what he was doing with me. There were times I was tempted to panic, to bolt, and to leave his care. Somehow, I had the strange, stupid notion I could survive better on my own. Most men and women do. But despite this perverse behavior, I am so glad he did not give up on me. I am so grateful he did not follow me. He did not follow me in goodness and mercy. The only possible motivation was his own love, his care, and concern for me as one of his sheep. Despite my doubts, despite my misgivings about his management of my affairs, he has picked me up and bore me back again in great tenderness. Our Lord profoundly loves each and every one of us. And he has, as I've said so many times, our best interests at heart. I know some of you have written at times and said, "Pastor, I get tired of this thing about understanding the intent of God." But when you recognize who God is and the love of the Good Shepherd as seen in the reflection of Jesus Christ and his compassion and grace as he walked on the earth, you can't but understand the depths of which God will go to save and to minister and to touch and to love. And so it's in this God's hands we place our trust when we become believers in the Lord. And our Lord loves us and cares for us. And how intimate and how close to God we are is up to us. How we want to approach him or how we get in contact with him and what time we spend with him. It's all up to us. But if we will do so, and if we will find that place to put our confidence in him and know the grace and the power of the Lord, in not the reflection of this world and the things we see, but in light of his word and what he is doing in our personal lives, all things will work together for good to those who trust God and are the called according to his divine purposes. His divine purposes, not mine, not yours, his. I've got goals. I've got aspirations. You know, when I first came out of seminary, I had a list that God gave me in prayer considering like a vision, and I wrote it down. It was 15 different things that God would do in my ministry, and you know, each and every one of those things was fulfilled, but one has not quite been fulfilled yet, and I've seen things that, you know, have made me wonder about that. However, you know something? God has been talking to me again about a dream list. God is trying to resuscitate that kind of vision in my heart and life afresh, even though years have passed from that. And you know, I want you to know that no matter where you are today, he loves you. And he knows your aspiration. He knows your goals. But he does know what's in your best interests. And there are things that I have wished and hoped for that have not come true. And I've lost loved ones. And I've seen different things transpire in my life that have not been what I would consider goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. That I would have no one else's care that I would reside in than my Father's love and what he has shown me as the Good Shepherd. And I hope and pray that you see the same thing today, despite where you're at or what you're going through, and recognize that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. This world has a lot of opinions, and there are things in this world that can get you off course and think the worst of God. But if you will take time to know him, if you allow the Lord to address your life and have a personal relationship with him, it will help you through so many sojourns of life. You'll find that prayer and the word and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit as learning how to be a good shepherd, listening to his sheep, you'll be able to have the ears and heart of God and to be able to address life's issues with a greater sense of confidence as the days go on. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. Faith speaks that to us today. Heavenly Father, touch each and every one who's called into the prayer line today. Minister to them and touch their hearts and lives. Lord, give them visions and dreams and hope, and let them know the aspirations of their heart are not being denied by God, but Lord, there are things within the heart of man that he does know or she does know that are not quite what God sees as their best interest. And I pray that you will show them what's even better for them and help them to use their talents and abilities and help them to hone their talents and abilities through education or whatever it might be, to become the best that they can be for the glory and the kingdom of God. Bless and strengthen, meet their each and every personal need, and let the touch of God be with them, and bless them, and meet their financial, spiritual, emotional, physical obligations and necessities, and touch and give strength, and show them today that you're there, that you're alert, that you're as close as the mention of your name. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us today on the prayer line, and I hope that you have been blessed as much as I have going back and reading again one of Philip Keller's books. He has a great trilogy, the Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 that I love, A Shepherd Looks at the Good Shepherd, and a Shepherd Looks at the Lamb of God. And this trilogy of books you can find on Amazon or at various bookstores, and you'll be blessed. Some of it's kind of out of print, but I found places where it resides, and you'll be blessed. Especially A Good Shepherd Looks at A Good Shepherd Looks at the Good Shepherd is a great book for anyone who really wants to know how to communicate and have that sensitivity with the Lord and Precious Father as well. So I just recommend that to you today. I haven't made mention too many times about that, but Philip Keller is one of my favorite authors, he and Derek Prince. And I've been so blessed by both individuals in my heart and life. Derek Prince, doctrinally, theologically, and Philip Keller about living the Christian life and knowing God and really coming to grips with him. He writes a variety of books that have been a blessing to my soul, The Sea Edge and a variety of others. If you need to reach us at CGMF, please call us at 646-926-0401 at any time. I hope you're going to our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. I need to spend more attention to that of late. I've been very busy, and I know I've kind of been giving some phone calls saying, Pastor Boston, what's going on? I understand, and we're going to be a little bit more diligent. I'm more or less an overseer than a pastor, as CGMF is a ministry more so, and helps in groups together many Bible studies that we have together throughout the state of Nebraska. Email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com as well, if you will. cgmfinc@gmail.com. Let us know what God's doing in your life, and if you have a prayer request, any need, we'd love to help you and assist you in God's grace. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us today on the prayer line.